Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Taj Mahal, Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle, Cam Franklin, Jimmy Vaughn, John Hyatt.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to this episode of June 2025 New Music. Train is on the tracks and ready to roll. We're going to start with our listener picks today, as we traditionally do. But before we get to that, a couple of items I want to mention. In the first call we have today from our traditional opener, Mr. Stephen Routledge, you're going to hear him mention Mark Neese, another member of our listenership who was recently across the pond, as they say, and was able to visit with Stephen, which I think is fantastic. And I want to tell you also, he sent in a little concert report. Him and his wife were at a concert venue in London during this trip. I have not heard of it, the Royal Albert Hall, but you will look forward to that. When new music is done, we're going to have that call coming in on the show. So just a little appetite whetter there, an appetizer for what's coming up after new music for June 2025. I also want to point something out that I was remiss that I probably should have pointed out earlier. The semifinals and final of the Women's Euro football tournament are taking place this week in Switzerland. And back in 2023, episode 1657 and episode 1658, Niklas Nygaards and I discussed Sweden football and Swedish football songs. Now, I'm sorry to report that Sweden went out in a heartbreaking fashion in one of the most eye-catching penalty shootouts you'll ever see in a football match. It's just astonishing. If you haven't seen it, look it up, read about it. I won't go into the details, but really was something else. And unfortunately, Sweden were knocked out, but they had a great run. They won some games and they played some really good stuff. So I was thinking about these episodes a lot during the tournament, and there's still time. And you can always go back and listen to them. So once again, 1657 and 1658, Swedish football songs in the Rock in the Suburbs archive. All right. With that, it is time to turn to new music. I want to thank Jim for kicking us off yesterday. If you didn't hear that episode, go back and listen to it. There's two great songs from Disposable Thumbs and Teen Creeps. I like that we're getting that kind of music in there. Very good stuff. So go back and check that out. So thank you, Jim, very much for kicking us off, as he usually does. And as we usually do, we're going to begin our listener portion of new music with a little song that goes like this.
He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, fellow listeners, and the many assorted pets of the wider Rocking the Suburbs universe. It's Stephen Routledge here, calling you from Stirling, with my new music picks for June. A couple of points to cover first before we get aboard the train. Firstly, it was amazing to meet up with Mark and Linda Neese when they were visiting Scotland, and so a big shout out and thanks to Jim and Patrick for creating this wonderful community of music fans where we can meet up with folks we've never met before from thousands of miles away and have a great time. Secondly, this is a public service announcement that we can all breathe easy and whilst there may be a lot of craziness going on in the world, some things are a little bit more back on their axis, because Neil Young's new album, Talking to the Trees, whilst it's no Ragged Glory, and let's be honest, not much is, after the abomination that was New World Record, it's a great relief to me that Neil's produced an album which I want to listen to more than once. Sure, he recycles a few ideas and even a melody or tune in places. It's great that he's at nearly 80 years old. He's got this much fight and energy still in him. So just feel a little bit better about the world when Neil's producing decent music rather than terrible music. Anyway, on to my picks. My first choice is Say Goodbye, Tell No One by Kathleen Edwards. I mentioned her on the podcast before, and while listening to this new single from a forthcoming and somewhat optimistically titled album, Billionaire, it kept reminding me of another song by another artist. And when the very spicy guitar solo and extended guitar solo kicked in, which I wasn't quite expecting, I thought, that guitar style sounds familiar. And sure enough, quick peruse of the credits reveals that it's some guy called Jason Isbell. Don't know if anyone else is familiar with him or if he's done much else, but he might have a bright future ahead of him. But he contributes some very nice guitar work to this song, and indeed the whole album, I believe. Second choice is from a band I've mentioned multiple times on the pod, and that's Panopticon on Austin Lund, who is basically Panopticon alternates between producing his extreme metal influenced by country and folk and just pure sort of country folk style sides of two sides of the same coin. And whereas his main line output is equal parts beauty, brutality and bleakness, the Americana side is just beauty and bleakness. New single, This Mortal Coil Is Rusted, will give you an idea of the vibe. And I just love this guy's music. He creates a reaction in me and a connection that on such a deep underlying level that I've only really ever experienced with two other occasions, one being when I first heard Everything Flows by Teenage Fan Club, the second when I first heard World by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. So, coming from me, obviously that's the highest of all praise, and I just seem to love everything Panopticon can produce. and this new song is no different. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have chosen. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Salted soil and the sands of hell. These mortal coils rusted, and you're the binding well.
Jim Patrick and pets and vermin and everybody with rocking the suburbs. This is Kevin Clement from South Louisiana chiming in with my pick for new music in June of 2025. I'm not one that normally contributes. I'm usually the one who is learning from all of the great people who do contribute every month, and God bless you. I appreciate you very much. I found this album and just had to let everybody know about it. On June 26th of 2025, they released a tribute to the King of Zydeco, and that is Mr. Clifton Chenier. That would have been his 100th birthday. So they gathered all kind of different people, Cajun and Zydeco artists, as well as some other artists. You've got on here, let's see, Taj Mahal, Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle, Cam Franklin, Jimmy Vaughn, John Hyatt, all kind of great artists on here, with some great Cajun and Zydeco artists. I actually have two songs that I wanted to highlight from this, because this will be my only album that I am. The first one we're going to listen to is Zydeco Sans Pas Sale, which translate into Zydeco is not dirty. And that is by the Rolling Stones and Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. Of course, everybody knows the Rolling Stones, and you know Clifton Chenier had to be a great artist for the Rolling Stones to contribute. It's a really great tune, much more rocking than the original version, as you would imagine. But it still got that party time atmosphere. We'll be right back. lot of the songs on here are in English, but I'm highlighting two songs that are in French. The other one is Tout le temps en temps, which means all the time in time. And that is by Shannon McNally, Keith Frank, and Molly Tuttle. So it's a real beautiful song. Just nice feel to it. Every song is a little bit different on this tribute and shows kind of how Clifton Chenier was. He was straight up Zydeco, and then he could get more kind of bluesy. He could get kind of rocky. And I think that's why he was so popular. So make sure you give it a listen to let you know. All profits from the sales of this album are donated to the Clifton Chenier Memorial Scholarship Fund. So it's at the University of Louisiana, which I'm an alum, unfortunately for them. And the fund will offer annual financial assistance to students studying traditional music, specifically Zydeco accordion at the university. So hopefully we'll have some people who take up on that scholarship. I love a good accordion in Cajun and Zydeco music. So, you know, so I hope everybody enjoys these two songs. And thank you so much, Jim and Patrick, for everything you do. And we'll talk with you later.
Folks we've never met before from thousands of miles away and have a great time.